This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Plegridy, Plegridy, active ingredient, S, PEG interferon beta 1A, RCH. This leaflet provides important information about using Plegridy. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Plegridy. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Plegridy? Plegridy contains the active ingredient PEG interferon beta 1A, RCH. Plegridy belongs to a group of medicines called interferons. What Plegridy is used for? Plegridy is a prescription medicine used to treat people with relapsing forms of multiple sclerosis, MS. It is not known if Plegridy is safe and effective in people under 18 or over 65 years of age. The cause of MS is not yet known. MS affects the brain and spinal cord. In MS, the body's immune system reacts against its own myelin, the insulation surrounding nerve fibers. In relapsing forms of MS, people have exacerbations from time to time, e.g. blurred vision, weakness in the legs or arms, or loss of control of bowel or bladder function. They are followed by periods of recovery. Recovery may be complete or incomplete. If it is incomplete, there is progression of disability. Plegridy belongs to a group of medicines called interferons. The active substance in Plegridy is PEG interferon beta 1A. PEG interferon beta 1A is a long-acting form of interferon. Interferons exist naturally in the body to help fight viral infections and regulate the body's immunity. Although the exact mechanism of action of interferons in MS is unknown, it is thought that Plegridy works by decreasing the unwanted immune reaction against myelin. What should I know before I use Plegridy? Warnings. Do not use Plegridy if you are allergic to interferon beta, or PEG interferon, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. If you have severe depression or think about committing suicide, if you are already pregnant, check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions such as allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes, depression, or problems with your moods, or if you have ever considered committing suicide, a seizure, fit, or convulsion, liver problems, bleeding problems, bruising easily, frequent infections, heart problems, thyroid problems, bone marrow suppression. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not start using Plegridy if you are already pregnant. If you could get pregnant, you need to use contraception while you use Plegridy. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. If you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed, your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start using Plegridy. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Plegridy and affect how it works. Plegridy may interact with some other medicines that are broken down by the liver. Medicines to treat epilepsy. Medicines to treat depression. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Plegridy. How do I use Plegridy? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor, MS nurse, or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. How much to use? Starting Plegridy. If you are new to Plegridy, your doctor or MS nurse may advise you to gradually increase your dose so that you can adjust to the effects of Plegridy before taking the full dose. You will be provided with a titration pack containing your first two injections. For further details on use, please follow the instructions provided with the titration pack. The recommended starting dose is a single injection of Plegridi 63 micrograms, followed by a single injection of Plegridi 94 micrograms 2 weeks later. You will be provided with an administration dose pack containing your next injections. The recommended third dose is a single injection of Plegridi 125 micrograms, full dose, 2 weeks after the second dose. Full doses of Plegridi 125 micrograms are then recommended every 14 days, 2 weeks. Use the record table printed on the inside lid of the pack to keep a track of your injection dates. The positive effects of Plegridi are not seen immediately. They occur with long-term treatment. It is important to continue treatment with Plegridi unless your doctor tells you to stop. When to use Plegridi? Plegridi is only to be injected once every 14 days, 2 weeks. Plegridi is injected under the skin, subcutaneously. Try to use Plegridi at the same time on the same day every time you inject. How to inject Plegridi pen? Many people with MS learn to give themselves the injection, or have it given by a carer. Self-injection needs to be taught and practiced. It is important that a qualified healthcare professional supervises your first injection. Your doctor may teach you to self-inject, or arrange for an MS nurse to do so. Keep referring to the leaflet for detailed instructions on how to use Plegridi. You can obtain more information from your doctor, pharmacist, or the MS Society in your state, or by telephoning 1-800-852-289 in Australia, or 0800-852-289 in NZ. If you forget to use Plegridi, Plegridi should be used regularly at the same time every 14 days. If you miss your dose at the usual time, inject as soon as you remember, and then resume your regular dosing schedule. However, never inject more than once in a 7-day period. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist or MS nurse for some hints. If you use too much Plegridi, if you think that you have used too much Plegridi, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 in Australia, or 0800-POISON, or 0800-764-766 in New Zealand, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Plegridi? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while on treatment with Plegridi, immediately tell your doctor. If you are a female of childbearing age and are sexually active, you should use birth control during treatment with Plegridi. If you have new or worsening depression or suicidal thoughts, immediately tell your doctor. This could include feeling hopeless or bad about yourself, thoughts of hurting yourself or suicide, irritability, getting upset easily, nervousness, or new or worsening anxiety. If you experience signs of pulmonary arterial hypertension such as difficulty breathing or increased tiredness, immediately tell your doctor. Pulmonary arterial hypertension is a disease of severe narrowing of the blood vessels in the lungs resulting in high blood pressure in the blood vessels that carry blood from the heart to the lungs. Pulmonary arterial hypertension has been seen at various time points during treatment, including several years after starting treatment with Plegridi. Always talk to your doctor or pharmacist before taking any other medicine while you are using Plegridi. If he or she recommends that you take a medication to reduce symptoms of pain and inflammation, follow their advice carefully. Do not take more than the recommended dose. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Plegridi. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are using Plegridi. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Keep all your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do blood tests before you start treatment and from time to time to monitor your progress and prevent unwanted side effects. Things you should not do. Do not stop using Plegridi or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not give Plegridi to anyone else, even if they appear to have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how PlayGrid affects you. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Alcohol may increase the risk of liver injury. Looking after your medicine. Keep your PlayGrid in its original pack until it is time to use it. Keep PlayGrid in the refrigerator at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze. If necessary, you can keep PlayGrid out of the refrigerator for up to 30 days, as long as it is kept away from light. If out of the refrigerator, store the carton in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays between 2 degrees Celsius to 25 degrees Celsius. Do not use any PlayGrid that has been out of the refrigerator for more than 30 days. Refer to disposal. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine. Do not use PlayGrid after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. Do not use PlayGrid if the medicine is colored, cloudy, or contains floating particles. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Please read the package insert carefully for full details, including safe disposal of needles and syringes after use. If your doctor tells you to stop using PlayGrid, or the expiry date has passed, if you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, or is damaged, or looks differently than it should, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. If you are not sure whether you should use this medicine, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? PlayGrid helps most people with MS, but it may have unwanted effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor, MS nurse, or pharmacist to answer any further questions you may have about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Nervous system related. Headache. Feeling weak and tight. Asthenia. Muscles and joints related. Muscle pain. Pain in your joints, arms, legs, or neck. Arthralgia. Skin related. Itchy skin. Pruritus. Digestion system related. Feeling or being sick, nausea, or vomiting. Non-specific effect on the body. Fever, chills, feeling cold. What to do? Speak to your doctor or MS nurse if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Liver related. Yellowing of your skin or the whites of your eyes. Jaundice. Itching all over. Feeling sick, being sick, nausea and vomiting. Loss of appetite. Tiredness, sleepiness, confusion. Bleeding more easily than normal. Easy bruising of the skin. Dark colored urine and pale stools. Psychiatric related. Depression, thoughts of hurting yourself or suicide. New mood changes. Allergic reaction related. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Nervous system related. Seizure, fit, weakness, tiredness, lethargy, confusion. Lung related. Difficulty breathing. Increased tiredness. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Flu-like symptoms. The most common side effect is to feel flu-like symptoms, e.g. headache, tiredness, muscle aches, joint pain, shivering and fever. Your doctor or MS nurse may advise you to gradually increase your dose of PlayGrid during the first month of treatment to help reduce these symptoms. These side effects generally occur less often as therapy continues. Three simple ways to help reduce the impact of flu-like symptoms. 1. Consider the timing of your PlayGrid injection. The start and end of flu-like symptoms are different for every patient. On average, flu-like symptoms begin approximately 10 hours after injection and last for about 17 hours. 2. Take paracetamol or ibuprofen half an hour before your PlayGrid injection. Speak to your doctor or pharmacist about how much to take and how long to take it. 3. If you have a fever, drink plenty of water to keep you hydrated. Injection site reactions. You may get reactions around the place you inject. These usually get less over time. Reactions such as redness, itching, or pain are very common. Swelling, bruising, warmth, or rash at the injection site is common. To reduce injection site reactions, read and follow the advice given in the instructions for use at the end of the pack insert. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Some side effects, such as decreased blood cell counts or changed liver function, can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Plegridi contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. PEG interferon beta-1a, RCH. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sodium acetate trihydrate. Glacial acetic acid. L-arginine hydrochloride. Polysorbate 20. Water for injections. Potential allergens. None. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Plegridi looks like. The Plegridi pre-filled syringe titration pack holds two ready-to-use syringes. Each titration pack for Plegridi syringe contains a clear, colorless liquid, 0.5 milliliters, containing either 63 or 94 micrograms of PEG interferon beta-1a. The Plegridi pre-filled syringe administration dose pack holds two ready-to-use syringes. Each administration dose pack syringe contains a clear, colorless liquid, 0.5 milliliters, containing 125 micrograms of PEG interferon beta-1a. Every syringe has a pre-attached needle and is ready to inject. The Plegridi pre-filled pen titration pack holds two ready-to-use pens. Each titration pack for Plegridi pen contains a clear, colorless liquid, 0.5 milliliters, containing either 63 or 94 micrograms of PEG interferon beta-1a. The Plegridi pre-filled pen administration dose pack holds two ready-to-use pens. Each administration dose pack pen contains a clear, colorless liquid, 0.5 milliliters, containing 125 micrograms of PEG interferon beta-1a. Every pen has a pre-attached needle and is ready to inject. Plegridi 63 microgram per 0.5 milliliters and 94 microgram per 0.5 milliliters. Ostar 214198 pre-filled syringe. Ostar 214200 pre-filled pen. Plegridi 125 microgram per 0.5 milliliters. Ostar 214199 pre-filled syringe. Ostar 214197 pre-filled pen. Who distributes Plegridi? Plegridi is supplied in Australia by Biogen Australia Pty Ltd. Level 4. 2 Banfield Road. Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Australia. It is supplied in New Zealand by Biogen NZ Biopharma Ltd. Auckland, New Zealand. This leaflet was prepared in March 2025.